From today, GWR is temporarily withdrawing 5 weekday services between Penzance and Plymouth or Exeter as it tackles ongoing reliability issues with its Class 175 trains. Now, the operator says the fleet has been responsible for a significant number of delays and cancellations and hopes the changes will deliver a more reliable service in the long run. Roger Blake, a National Director at Rail Future, has a remit for infrastructure and networks. He's been in talks with GWR, supporting the Devon and Cornwall regional branch, and I asked him a little bit earlier, what's gone wrong here?
I think the fundamental problem is that they did not transfer to GWR sooner than they did. Otherwise, they would have not been in storage so long, they would not have deteriorated so much, and then left GWR with very much a sort of, if I can call it, a poison chalice. So this is not a problem of GWR's making, and they've taken the honest decision to take a step back and offer a slightly reduced, but all being well, more dependable service than keeping the timetable trains which they had less and less confidence that they could actually operate.
Do you think the problems could have been foreseen?
To an extent, yes, because being left out in a field for a couple of years doesn't help trains or anything or anyone else age at all well. So the rail industry collectively needs to take a look at itself, we think, and just wonder how it allowed this situation to emerge, where GWR are now very much the victim that's taken the brunt of, obviously, a lot of criticism from passengers who understandably feel very let down.
Could you just describe, for the people who don't know, what a Class 175 train looks like? And is it lovely inside? Is that the idea of them?
Well, this is part of the frustration. I have actually ridden on these trains, and they are a delight. They are very comfortable, spacious. They are about midlife, around about 25 years old now, so only half the age of the much-loved high-speed trains, which had to be taken out of service because they too were becoming so unreliable and increasingly expensive to maintain. So as and when GWR can get them running reliably, I think everybody expects that they will provide a very satisfactory travelling experience for passengers.
Does this therefore, I suppose, suggest the need for new trains here in the southwest?
It very much underscores that long-term strategic point, yes. And Great Western have started on a plan to replace all of their ancient diesel trains. It's in the Department for Transport's commercial pipeline, so at least it's, if you like, officially registered as something which needs to happen. And I think all stakeholders in the southwest needs to sing in unison to central government that we need to get a move on with this, because while these 175s are giving problems at the moment, they are fixable and they are certainly not as old as quite a lot of other stock that is still running around the Great Western network. We've seen the benefit on other train operators elsewhere in the country of having fleets of new trains. They not just provide a far superior travelling experience for passengers, but they simply are more reliable because they're fresher out of the box, so to speak.
Roger Blake there from Rail Future.